Google steps further into the telecom business with a big deal announced today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis as we continue our special coverage of the economic turmoil. Maybe this is one of those signs the economy isn't completely in the doldrums. Search giant Google said today it's buying handset maker Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. Now, Google, of course, is a power player in the cell phone operating system game. Up to now, it's left the phone makers to do their own work. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
Google's search to grow its cell phone business will put it in direct competition with Apple's iPhone. Instead of relying on other phone makers to introduce new features, Google will make phones just like Apple does, so it can match Apple by integrating its software and hardware the way it sees fit. And it won't just be competing with Apple. Already, 39 different handset makers have adopted Google's Android operating system, but CEO Larry Page told analysts on an early morning conference call those would-be rivals actually support the merger.
Having spoken to some of the key partners of the Android ecosystem, they share our enthusiasm for this combination.
But Page also made it clear Google hopes to preempt tough anti-competitive lawsuits from its rivals.
Motorola also has a strong patent portfolio, which will help protect Android from anti-competitive threats from Microsoft, Apple, and other companies.
Page calls the deal a way to supercharge the Android ecosystem. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are higher right now, basically up about 1% or so for the Dow and for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The Dow up 110 points right now at 11,371. Shares of telecoms are rising right now. We told you about the Google deal. Well, some say the telecoms could be targets of buyouts to compete with Google's big shopping spree. Research in Motion, maker of the BlackBerry's, up about 2%. Nokia's up big time, anywhere between 9 and 12% today. Home improvement chain Lowe's said sales in the second quarter were weaker than expected and its profit was flat, meaning people weren't doing as much remodeling in this stagnant economy. Well, today President Obama kicked off a three-day, three-state bus tour in Minnesota with a big focus on jobs. The 9.1% unemployment rate, of course, is the big elephant in the room that's sitting on much of the economy. And the president's options are pretty limited as to what he can do. Daniel Hammermisch is professor of labor economics at the University of Texas. He's with us now from Austin. Professor, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We just heard, of course, Google today spending $12.5 billion to pick up Motorola Mobility. Corporations have reported quarter after quarter of big profits. I mean, what's it going to take for these companies to start hiring, like spending money on hiring people?
Well, remember, right now they're just buying each other. That does put cash that's just sitting there into the economy, the extent that those who get bought actually start spending on things. And that'll help a little bit in keeping up consumer demand and have a little bit of effect on jobs, but not a whole heck of a lot.
Well, all right, let's look beyond the corporations then. I mean, we've seen such rancor in Washington, Professor, over the past few months. What's left for the president to do as far as job creation goes?
I don't think he can do very much. I mean, we did a huge amount during 08, 09 rather, and 10, and that did prevent things from getting worse. And we had a combination of a recession and a financial meltdown, and in some sense, you should be thankful it didn't go beyond 10% unemployment. But given what the budget deal requires, I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot he can do, because everything he can do requires increasing the deficit. And we're not allowed to do that.
So if the recovery is depending on better jobs numbers and businesses are waiting for a solid recovery to hire, I mean, this sounds like a catch-22, like a cycle. How do we get out of chasing our tail?
Well, I think something has to come first, and I think what's going to come first and has already been coming first is consumer demand. That has been picking up. And there is a concern about this vicious cycle, to point out, but I think it will get better slowly. It's not going to get better because of anything the government's going to do, but rather because people are sitting on all this cash. The financial system has gotten somewhat better, although I worry about the European situation. But I think consumer demand is what's going to lead us out of the mess.
Professor Daniel Hammermisch from the University of Texas at Austin. Professor, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
And today, there's a new term for economic turmoil. Speaking in Australia yesterday, World Bank President Robert Zoellick described the current environment as a new danger zone. From London, reporter Christopher Worth takes off to find out just what danger zone means.
Zoellick probably wasn't alluding to the movie Top Gun, but he could have been, what with all the concerns taking up economists' time.
You don't have time to think up there. If you think, you're dead.
Think about it. A historic downgrade of U.S. debt, the European debt crisis, and worries about a new global recession. Zoellick says the events of the last few weeks have caused markets to lose confidence in the economic leadership of the U.S. and Europe.
And what we've seen is that, you know, confidence is a fragile sort of element of how any market economy works. And I think that those events, combined with some of the other fragilities in the nature of the recovery, have pushed us into a new danger zone.
Zoellick says decisive steps need to be taken to restore that confidence. But Stefan Schneider, an economist at Deutsche Bank, says that's where this is not like Top Gun.
Top Gun, you know, it was a very simple world. It was clear where the enemy was, and it was clear what had to be done. And I think here the problem is that to policymakers, it's no longer really clear what has to be done.
And we're not just talking about the U.S. and Europe. Zoellick says that danger zone also includes China, as rising inflation threatens the stability of its economy. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Well, our coverage on the economic turmoil continues now at marketplace.org. You can check the numbers anytime during the day. Share the stories you hear on Marketplace with anybody through Twitter, Facebook, all those other options. And right now, you can see our very own Kai Ryssdal, who hosted an economic survival forum on public television over the weekend. That video at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
How do you make economic sense of things right now? A downturn or a slow recovery? A blip or a double dip? And who knows best anyway, financial experts, newsmakers, somebody, anybody? Next time on Marketplace, the breakdown, our economy, one step at a time. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.